At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
0.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL,
Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Donald Trump delivers his big speech on illegal immigration today, but first, he's going to meet privately with the President of Mexico.
There are still a lot of logistical issues to figure out for Donald Trump's trip. No question about it, the Secret Service being pushed hard to figure this out in such a short period of time. And I'm told inside Trump's team there's concern about this idea. A lot of unknown variables when you're meeting with a world leader. But that said, those supporting this idea, including Donald Trump, making very clear this is the type of moment, a big, bold moment, a big, bold statement that they believe should help him show that he is ready to operate at the highest points of the world stage.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's looking to get the ball rolling on building a new Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
While the current two spans can be maintained through 2065.
The reality is there is simply too much traffic, and that in the years to come, it will continue to get worse.
So Governor Hogan, with the bridge shining in the late summer sun behind him, is announcing the first baby steps to a new span.
Maryland Transportation Authority will begin a Tier 1 National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, study this fall.
That study alone is expected to take 4 years, he says, so don't expect a new span to pop up overnight.
I won't be governor when this bridge is completed, but at least I'll be the one that got it started.
At the Bay Bridge, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's also expected that Governor Hogan will have another big announcement today. This afternoon, he'll be joined by State Controller Peter Francho in Ocean City, where they're expected to announce an executive order to keep Maryland public schools from opening before Labor Day from now on. Ocean City's currently the only place in Maryland where the public schools now open post-Labor Day. Maryland's getting a license plate makeover.
The War of 1812 license plates that have been around for the last 6 years or so are being phased out, and by late September, drivers can get their hands on the new design, which Christine Neiser with the state's Motor Vehicle Administration describes.
The background is white, but the bottom shows the Maryland flag banner proudly waving, and I think that people will be really excited to see the flag on their plate.
Neiser says one reason for the change, this design is easier for police to read. If you want to swap out plates, it'll cost you $20, and you can do so online. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hawaii's Big Island is preparing for the first hurricane to make landfall in years. The National Weather Service says Hurricane Madeline is expected to pass just south of Hawaii early tomorrow. Meanwhile, a tropical storm warning has been issued for a stretch of Florida's Gulf Coast as a tropical depression approaches. And on North Carolina's Outer Banks, forecasters expect up to 5 inches of heavy rain as a tropical weather system blows by. But that storm is not expected to surpass tropical storm strength before it curves back out to sea. Chris Brown's latest brush with the law started with an early morning call to police and ended with the singer in custody and facing charges.
Mr. Chris Brown will be transported by RHD detectives to Robbery Homicide Division.
Los Angeles police arresting singer Chris Brown on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon Tuesday evening after an hours-long spectacle outside Brown's suburban Los Angeles residence. Brown angrily objecting on social media to reports about the story and lashing out at police.
Y'all the worst gang in the world, the police, and I said it.
Brown's lawyer, Mark Garagos, commenting on the incident Tuesday night.
My client's position is that we're cooperating, there's no truth to it, and we're going to let it play out.
Brown was transported to an LAPD jail for processing. I'm Reed Binion.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,454. The Nasdaq at 52,23. Sports, the Nationals beat the Phillies again. The Orioles beat Toronto. And the Redskins wrap up the preseason with a game against the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If you're AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Are you wondering if the current tax system, restrictions on big banks, or tighter lending restrictions will have an impact on your nest egg? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. So before you make your next investment decision, call us to discuss how your taxes are linked to your investment strategy.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Simon, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295 southbound. Southbound Kenilworth Avenue. As you come up to East Capitol Street, one lane still blocked. Scene of the crash. Watch for delays right as you merge off of 50. So far, not seeing much of any delays southbound inbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway, but sure to grow with the crash up ahead on 295. Just the alert. Let's get you around the Beltway into the Wilson Bridge. Currently without any delay. Top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring. Volume starts to increase. 95, 29 BW Parkway down to the Beltway. That looks good. Now let's go Virginia. 66 in through Centerville. Pushing a little bit heavy on the brakes again through Falls Church. 50 Arlington Boulevard heading in toward Fort Myer. The crash inbound 50 before you get to Washington Boulevard. Traffic update is now brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march and clouds will continue to gather over the next couple of days and eventually get a little bit of rain in here. A few clouds around this morning, a few with sunshine this afternoon. 92 scattered storms by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Haymarket, 64 in Kensington, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the American Red Cross. Some veterans are now getting behind Colin Kaepernick's decision to sit during the national anthem. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up, 7:15 this morning, Redskin analyst Trevor Maddich will be here. You know, the Redskins moved their game up because there's a storm coming to Florida, so that's tonight. Trevor Maddich will be along 7:15. 7:35, KT McFarland, national security analyst. And then at 8:15, special programming note, you definitely want to be here as we are joined by Eric Trump. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we found out last night at 10:30 p.m. via a tweet from one Donald J. Trump, that would be real Donald Trump for those of you following on Twitter, that the GOP nominee for president will be meeting with the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, today. It's amazing. Today is also the day that Donald Trump will be... delivering a major immigration speech in Arizona. But prior to that speech, he will be meeting with the president of Mexico. What will be said at that meeting? What do you want there to be said at this meeting? Do you think Donald Trump should be doing all the talking, or do you think he should be doing all the listening? What do you think this is all about, and what do you think will come of it? Is it a good idea? And most specifically, what do you want Donald Trump to do at this meeting? 888-630-9625. Is this a good idea? Is this a bad idea? And what can come of this meeting of Donald Trump and the president of Mexico? 888-630-WMAL. Donald Trump's relationship, Brian, with the nation of Mexico began on the very first day of his campaign announcement.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
And, well, you know, everyone's heads exploded. Donald Trump's solution to that problem, of course?
I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. And I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Now, of course, since then, his message has been, yes, I'm going to build a great wall, and Mexico is going to pay for it. But that wall is going to have a beautiful door in it, and it will allow people to come in. It's going to be the best door. Of course, the reaction from the Mexican government has been pretty ugly, and it's understandable considering illegal immigration into this country has become a major economic engine for that country. And the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, famously said,
I declare, I'm not going to pay for that wall.
So will the current president echo those sentiments at this meeting? I doubt it. I think this is a brilliant diplomatic move. I think that it would be a really, really bad idea if the president of Mexico was obnoxious, rude, and belligerent at this meeting. This is a chance for him to show some diplomacy. This is a chance for Donald Trump to show some diplomacy. And if he meets with the president of Mexico and then delivers a tough but possibly softened, as he's been wont to say lately, immigration policy in Arizona today, he will actually show himself to be much more diplomatic than he has been painted by the mainstream media and by his Democratic opponents. This could very well be, listen, politics is showbiz, as so many of us have mentioned, and this is all about image. It's all about what he's presenting to the American voter, and what the American voter will see is, oh, well, how can he be so racist, and how can he be so anti-Mexico if he's meeting with the president of Mexico before he even wins the election? I think it's a good move, and actually, sadly, the substance of the meeting is irrelevant. That's my opinion. What do you think? 888-630-9625.
Well, it's very high-stakes political theater. It really is. And I was very surprised to see this developing when I woke up this morning, that Donald Trump is going to meet with the president of Mexico. They waited until the last minute to announce it, apparently for security reasons. I'm told in some of the reporting on this that both the Secret Service and the Mexican authorities were not particularly thrilled about this from a security standpoint. But nonetheless, it's going to take place. And look, if I were Donald Trump, and I sit down and I shake the hand of the Mexican president. We sit down over a nice cup of coffee and begin our conversations. I think the first question I, Donald Trump, would ask of the Mexican president is, hey, did you bring your checkbook? Because I need you to write me a check. And so,
wouldn't that be great if he shows up for a speech in Arizona? I hold in my hand
a check for the wall. That's right. Wouldn't that be something? Well, you know, he is known for the art of the deal. So who knows, you know, how persuasive he might be in that one-on-one setting.
Listen, we'll give you New Mexico.
Yeah.
If you just pay for the wall. Yeah. Come on, let's just call this a deal today,
right.
Okay?
You know, you want
it'll
it back.
Be tremendous.
You've been wanting New Mexico back for years. Yeah, you know, we'll just make New Mexico part of Old Mexico. It's done. Well, listen, I think it'll be very interesting. And look, I look at the Mexico president, Nieto, and I wonder, why in the world would you want this? And I think that his goal out of this meeting is to walk away so he can say to the people of Mexico, see, I stood up to that bully Trump. So I expect that he will come in and make a rather tough appearance, and I'm not sure he'll be in a mood to be very diplomatic. As for Trump, I think you win points just by going to Mexico. Just by going and having the meeting, it says I'm willing to walk into any situation and have a conversation. I mean, lately, he's been talking about going into black churches, which is an area where you would think he might not find a lot of people who might want to vote for him. But he's willing to go there and have a conversation. I think that speaks well of Donald Trump, to go into situations where you know it's going to be difficult, but show, hey, we can go anywhere, we can have any conversation, and I think he wins in that regard, no matter really what happens. I think it's a win for him.
So, Brian, but you think it's high stakes political theater. I don't know what the downside is of this, but maybe you can tell me. 888-630-9625. What's the downside for Donald Trump? David and Stafford, you're first up on WMAL.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. You know, no matter what Donald Trump does, he's going to be criticized. You know, I agree with Brian. I think it's a great idea. You know, him just speaking with the Mexican president is a great thing. But then he's going to be labeled as trying to pander to the Mexican vote. You know, just like meeting up with the black pastors, he's pandering the black voter base, and it's just, no matter what he does, he can do no right.
Well, I mean, if it comes across as pandering, I agree. But if it comes in, I'm willing to come in and have a tough conversation with anybody, because I'm not afraid to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. I think that's a win.
Absolutely. I think it shows how presidential he is.
Well, listen, he'll be criticized in some circles, you're right, no matter what he does. But let's face it, in retrospect, you know, here we are a week after his trip down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to help with the flooding efforts, and that was, it's actually 10 days since that happened. That was a pretty smart political move, and he really didn't get much criticism. Even the Democrats statewide down there gave him praise for that.
Good point.
All right, David, thank you for that. Well, listen, I want to hear your calls, 888-630-9625. What do you want Donald Trump to say at this meeting? Or, possibly more importantly, what do you want Donald Trump to hear at this meeting that he just announced last night with the president of Mexico? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the Beltway, let's take this trip early on here through Annandale Tyson's without any troubles. Love that. Same story to the Wilson Bridge. Top side of the Beltway, though, as you merge off of 95, that volume heading on over toward Colesville Road. DC, 295. Here's where we do have problems still with one lane blocked with the crash. Early here, 295 just jammed to get past Benning Road to the crash up ahead near East Capitol Street. Now I am seeing delays as expected off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Virginia on 95 northbound through Stafford and Aquia, slow and again into Woodbridge. Now that's pretty normal. Not so normal southbound, still with accident cleanup. They've stopped traffic again. Southbound I-95 as you come up to Route 3 in the Fredericksburg area from the overnight crash. A lot of activity through that stretch. They're being detoured southbound onto Route 3. They have the northbound lanes open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 92 degrees. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, low of 73. And tomorrow, we'll start our day with some isolated thunderstorms in the morning and then cloudy skies most of the day, high near 85. Right now, 73 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:16 on WMAL. Donald Trump surprising the entire political and news world yesterday with a late night tweet reading, hold on. I have accepted the invitation of President Enrique Peña Nieto of Mexico and look very much forward to meeting him tomorrow. That would be today. And that's the same day that he plans on giving a major speech on immigration in Arizona, a border state that has some major, major problems with the issue of illegal immigration. By the way, one other thing, and then, by the way, it's important to know, President Peña Nieto publicly invited both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump to come and meet with him, and Donald Trump so far is the only one to actually take him up on that offer. Also, it should be noted, and everyone should remember, that earlier this year in March, in an interview with a Mexican newspaper, President Peña Nieto compared Donald Trump to Hitler and Mussolini. He said, that's how Mussolini got in. That's how Hitler got in. They took advantage of a situation, a problem, perhaps, and said, Hitler, Mussolini, we all know the result. So, again, I see this as an upside thing. You know, here's Donald Trump going to meet with a foreign leader. He's not, you know, been elected to anything. He's going to meet with a foreign leader who has compared him to Hitler and Mussolini. Makes him seem like the reasonable one, the one who's open for dialogue and open for communication. The imagery of this meeting is the Mexican president is saying that, I can work with this guy. We can talk at least. It's not going to be, you know, World War III on the border the second Donald Trump gets sworn in, if in fact he were to do that. So what do you think? What do you think should be discussed at this? Russ in Centerville, you're next up on WMA. Wait, didn't we put Russ on probation?
We put him on probation.
That's all right, Russ. We'll give you one last
chance. We're going to give you one more chance, Russ.
It took my thunder. I was going to say thank you for taking me off probation.
Don't press your luck, Russ.
I remember a guy that lived in his, what Donald should say is we've got to work together on the drugs, but a bigger thought came to mind, and that's this. A guy many, many years ago told me he lived, he was like 18, in Mexico, and then he moved back to the States, and he said, Mexico, the country of Mexico has everything a first world country has. They've got people, agriculture, fuel. And if they can work together to develop Mexico into looking like the United States and get rid of the corruption, it would bring the Mexican people back into their own country. If they could work that out and get rid of the corruption, the drug component, and make them look like the United States,
That would be huge.
Yeah. You know, I've traveled quite a bit in Mexico and the interior of the country, and I think you're right about this. I've always wondered why it is, with so many natural resources, with so many really good people in the country of Mexico, what is the difference between, let's say, the border of Texas and the border of Mexico? It's the government, and the government has always been corrupt. It has been that way forever and ever and ever. And if you could solve that problem, you know, governments matter. They really do matter, and there are many examples around the world where, geographically, there's no difference in an area, but what makes one country thrive and the other one falter is the government. If you could somehow make the government of Mexico work in a non-corrupt way, I think it would go a long way to solving many of the problems we face. I think you're right on that, Russ.
Thank you, Russ. We're still watching you.
Yeah.
Mexico has the 13th largest gross domestic product in the world. There is no excuse for the poverty in that nation. There is no excuse that they are required to drive a huge portion of their population out of their country illegally into their neighboring country of the United States of America, other than the fact that there is corruption. I agree with you, and it would be a wonderful, the greatest day. All of these Democrats and progressives and liberals and bleeding hearts who are so concerned about the Mexican people, the greatest thing that can be done for the Mexican people is to fix that government, get tough on them, get rid of the corruption, get rid of the plague of drugs in that nation, so that the Mexican people can thrive in their own country,
right?
Not in our country. So if you really care about the Mexican people, that would be a great thing to happen. The problem here is that what makes any of us think that the president of Mexico is not a product of all that corruption, that he is not the kingpin of all that corruption. Sergio in Burke, who told Heather that he is actually a surrogate for the Trump campaign. Sergio, we'll take you at your word. You're on WMAO.
Well, that's very kind of you. Yes, I am. I think that the visit is very timely. I think that you need to also not conflate two different things. A lot of the criticism that's come out of the people here in the U.S. about Mexico has been focused on Peña Nieto, and he's the actual president. The guy that's been saying all sorts of nasty things has been Fox, who is a former president. There is a reason for the need to have this dialogue, and that is because we're neighbors. And as neighbors, we need to be able to get into the discussions about the key things that make us better partners. And I think that's what's going to come of it. The dialogue that's lit up in the campaign has been a little challenging, but I think that all in all, there's ways of ironing out a lot of these issues. In the case of immigration, for example, the immigration between Mexico and the United States is kind of at a zero balance. There's as many people going back as they're staying. And if you look at last year, the vast majority of the people that came into the United States were visa overstays, something to the tune of about 500,000 as opposed to 375,000 came across the border.
That's right, Sergio. And we know that Donald Trump is going to be addressing the visa overstays and hopefully provide what he believes is a solution to that problem in his speech today. Listen, we're out of time. I appreciate you calling in, Sergio, out of Burke there, of Mexican descent and a surrogate for the Trump campaign, talking about this meeting that Donald Trump has announced of the that he will have with the president of Mexico this morning. By the way, just want you to know, we'll have another Trump surrogate today to talk about this, none other than Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump.
Maybe
at 8:15.
He can give us some insight as to how this all came together.
More of your calls on this in a moment. It's 8:23. Zick.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Of course, it's 6:23. I'm just excited about Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump, being here at 8. Want to let you know about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate. Call Renter's Warehouse right now if you're considering renting your home or investment property. You know, renting your home is a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because there's such a high demand for rentals with our region being so transient. That means that with renting, your home becomes a cash register that rings every month. It provides you great cash flow. Someone else pays your mortgage. You're still going to get tax savings, appreciation, and equity. But you see, to make rent estate really work for you, you need the experts at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason and one reason only, to make renting your home as easy as possible. Listen to what they're going to do. They're going to find quality tenants for you at top dollar. On average, it just takes them 17 days to find that tenant. Then they're going to handle all the pesky paperwork, the rent collection, even those 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. All of that for a flat fee of just $80 a month. So find out how much your home's going to rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 north in Aquia, Dale City toward the Occoquan, and now in Lorton slowing. Looks like in Lorton crash activity, trying to get that to the shoulder here. 395 in the Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge, already seeing some of that stop and go. Better on 50 if you're heading toward Fort Myer. You can go ahead and use 50 Arlington Boulevard, now not costing you any extra time. The crash near North Fillmore Street before you get to Washington Boulevard, that had been cleared over to the shoulder. So happy about that. All right, DC 295 still with accident activity. Unfortunately, southbound 295 after Benning Road has come up to East Capitol Street. Big delays out of Chevrolet 50, let's see, beginning before 202 and on the BW Parkway near 450. In Prince George's County, it was road work. Crews accidentally struck the gas line and now closed is Brandywine Road between Route 5 and Route 301. So Brandywine Road with the closure of the gas leak. This update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news. Hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Still another hot one today. Temperature staying well above normal. The normal's in the middle 80s. Partial clouds around this morning. Partial clouds this afternoon. 92. Could have some thunderstorms by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 73 degrees in the nation's capital. 627. Taco bowls for everybody. Donald Trump heading down to meet with President Peña Nieto. And by the way, one of the great fringe benefits of this meeting that Donald Trump will be having with the Mexican president, as he announced late last night, is that we get to hear every anchor on cable news articulately and precisely pronounce
Enrique Peña Nieto.
Exactly like that, with an emphasis on the Nia in Peña.
Nieto. Peña.
It's very exciting, and Peña. They get to exercise their Nieto. Second year Spanish from high school. Tommy in Riverdale, real fast, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, how's it going?
Go. What do you think?
I think this is actually a major mistake for Donald Trump to do, because what's going to come out of this meeting is a reaffirmation that Mexico is not going to pay for this, the wall is not going to be built, and he's going to look completely gilded.
Well, what do you think that Donald Trump is in some way actually going to come back with some sort of policy shift? He's not. He has no political office right now.
Well, what's going to come out of this is the president is going to say of Mexico is going to say, you know, he has the attention span of a gnat, and he doesn't really know what he's doing, and he's essentially like the male Sarah Palin.
I see. Listen, that'll be a very fascinating development if that's what he does. I think it would be a diplomatic blunder, though, and I think actually that works in Donald Trump's favor, because Donald Trump is actually showing himself to try to work with this guy.
Yeah, so
exactly.
put a stint in my hand and wanted to have a conversation, and he trashes me on the way out the door.
He insults me. You see what we're dealing with here.
That's exactly.
628 on WMAL.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain, very intense, can make your eyes water. It makes you walk funny because you're trying to get pressure off your heel. I was so frustrated. I didn't know what to do. And I was driving past the Goodfeet store. I mean, why not? Give it a try.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people like Teresa actually live the life they love without their feet getting in the way. See what we can do for you at the Goodfeet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Coming up on WMAL, a new study shows that your dog knows exactly what you're saying. Are you okay with that? Coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is set to deliver his big speech on immigration today. But first, a side trip to Mexico.
Donald Trump surprising the political world by announcing that he is heading south of the border today to meet with Mexico's president just hours before his highly anticipated immigration speech. The visit coming after more than a year of criticizing Mexico on the campaign trail.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime.
Trump tweeting, I have accepted the invitation of President Enrique Peña Nieto of Mexico and look very much forward to meeting him.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is taking the first steps toward building a new Chesapeake Bay Bridge. He's authorized a $5 million study.
It will allow us to narrow down the options and identify the potential location for a new Chesapeake Bay crossing and to explore the potential financing options.
Hogan says the two current bridge spans can be maintained for another 50 years, but traffic's going to get much worse before then. Florida Senator Marco Rubio has won the Republican primary to try and keep his Senate seat in November. In Arizona, Senator John McCain has defeated a Tea Party activist in that GOP primary. And Democratic Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz has turned back a strong primary challenge and will likely be reelected to a seventh term in Congress. A tropical storm warning has been issued for a section of Florida's Gulf Coast as a tropical depression approaches. Right now, the storm's top sustained winds are near 35 miles an hour, but the National Hurricane Center says the depression is expected to become a tropical storm later today. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,454, the Nasdaq at 52,23. Sports, the Nets get another win over the Phillies. The Orioles gain a game on the Blue Jays with a win, and the Redskins meet the Buccaneers tonight in Florida to wrap up the preseason. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it.
With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal." Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean 2 rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway topside as you come from 95 and around to George Avenue. Along the way near New Hampshire Avenue, they were looking for one stopped along the right side. 270, yeah, it's about the stop and go for sure. Coming out of Frederick, down past Route 80 and 109, again into Germantown. Brandywine, trouble is this. Road crews hit a gas line, and we have Brandywine Road closed between Route 5 Branch Avenue and 301. Route 5 and 301, those lanes are open, and that should not be an impact for you, but Brandywine Road is where the closure is. Making our travels on 95 Virginia north through Stafford and Dale City, slowing southbound as you come up to Route 17 in the Falmouth area. That's where traffic was being detoured again from a cleanup from an overnight crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold fronts on the march and big changes coming with temperatures. Nice cool down coming as we look ahead toward the end of the week. Some clouds mild this morning, some clouds and sunshine this afternoon, 92. By this evening, a few thunderstorms, 73. Some thunderstorms tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy later, 85. And then by Friday, a few clouds, highs only in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Springfield, 64 in Olney, 74 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Ryan and Larry. We got plenty for you this morning as you head to work, head to school, head to start your day. 7:35, KT McFarland, Fox News National Security Analyst. 8:05, Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst on tonight's final preseason game. At 8:15, Eric Trump will join us. Maybe he'll give us some insight as to what's going to happen in that big meeting just announced last night between Donald Trump and the President of Mexico. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right. Time for Critter News here on WMAL. It's a certified fan favorite, as we're fond of saying. And today we're going to talk about one of our favorite critters, which, of course, are dogs. Everybody loves dogs, right? Well, let me tell you, there's a new study out that says dogs are a lot smarter than perhaps we knew they were.
Not everybody loves dogs.
Well, a lot of people do. Most people love dogs. There are a few people like cats, and we don't understand them at all. All right, so here's the thing. First of all, Is your dog really an amazing dog? I mean, every dog owner thinks their dog is the most amazing thing, that they're the smartest dog, well, that they understand you, that they get you, and they have some story that they like to recount about how brilliant their dog is. If that is your case, I want you to get on the phone right now, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Especially if it has something to do with, you know, you gave the dog a verbal command and the dog, like, got it. And that's, I bring this up because there's a new study out, out of Hungary, of all places, where they did a lot of dog research, apparently. And they took some dogs, and they taught them how to be very still for 7 minutes, which is, you know, sometimes a challenge for some dogs. And they put them in an MRI scanner, and they looked at their brains while they fed them the voices of their owners into headphones, dog headphones. And what they found was, by looking at the brain scan while they were hearing the commands, that on the left side of the brain was actually processing the words, and the right side of the brain was processing the tone of the things that were being said.
Yeah.
And what they learned was, is that if you gave the dog a command that the dog knew, that the brain lit up. If you gave the dog in an excited way the word, like, avocado, avocado, they didn't do anything.
Right.
The dog understood avocado means nothing to me, but sit means something.
Right. So, because a lot of people used to think that the dog was responding to the tone in your voice, not the actual words that you're telling.
But now what we know through this groundbreaking dog research involving magnetic resonant imaging is that they not only do they respond to the tone, but they actually respond to the words that you say. And that they get you, they understand you to some degree, and they understand those words. They have a reaction to certain words that they're familiar with, but if you throw in some oddball word, nothing. Even if it's said in an exciting, good boy kind of way, I'm trying to think of a word.
Well, my brother used to do this to our dog Sadie. Growing up, we had a little poodle named Sadie. Little Sadie was the greatest dog. But he used to go to Sadie and say, "Aren't you the stupidest dog ever? Aren't you just the stupidest dog? You are such a worthless piece of meat. You are a terrible dog.
Yeah.
I don't like you." And of course, Sadie was getting all excited and licking his face and getting all excited because Sadie is a stupid dog.
Yeah.
Because dogs are stupid.
Yeah.
And I think that this entire study is bull.
Yeah.
And I
really?
Yes. I'm sorry. Until a dog can make me a cup of coffee, dogs are stupid.
Well,
okay.
I think we're going to hear from people who have amazing stories about their dogs and things they understand. And, of course, if you're a beagle owner, you're forgiven. You do not have to participate in this exercise because beagles, let's just be honest about beagles, they hear you, they understand you, they just don't care. They're like the cats of the dog world.
Oof, you know?
888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA. Okay, so I was just recounting. I've owned seven dogs.
Wow.
In my life. And I was going through the list. I had a German Shepherd named Skipper when I was just a kid, little baby boy. I had Frisky when I was a young boy. Frisky was a mutt. I had a poodle mix, some questionable ancestry there, named Bandit. I had Snitz and Punkin. Snitz was a Basset Beagle, and Punkin was a miniature Dachshund. And my last two dogs were Jack Russell Terriers, Hoss and Bubba. And of all of them, the most exceptional dog was Hoss. Hoss was the brightest dog that I've ever known. This dog, I could ask that dog to do anything, and he would do it. I taught him so many tricks and words and behaviors. I mean, he was an amazing dog. He was truly a great dog. And compared to the rest of him, he was a member of Mensa in the dog world.
Mm.
That's how bright he was. And he clearly,
well, that's grading on a curve.
He clearly understood a lot of the words that I would say.
Listen, don't get me wrong. Dogs understand commands. I get that. But this study is completely misleading, suggesting that it actually understands the words you're saying beyond a command that they have learned. And why does a dog understand commands? Because they understand that they'll get a treat if they respond to the command properly. Mm. By the way, I love the names of your dogs. You know, George Washington, I think, had the best dog names ever. George Washington's name, dog names, Drunkard, Mopsy, Taster, Chloe, Tipsy, Tippler, Forester, Captain, Lady Rover, Vulcan, Sweet Lips. Now, I want to know why George Washington named a dog Sweet
Lips.
Yeah,
I don't want to know that. That's very concerning to me. Tom and Chevrolet, hold on there for just a moment. We'll get to you in just a moment.
It's 6:43. That's what it is on WMAL. You betcha.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
So let's talk about Zero Res, the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They always leave them looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. And you know, you would think that that's kind of like the baseline for a carpet company. You know, a carpet cleaning company should clean your carpets, leaving them looking new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. But you know what? That's actually a huge achievement by Zero Res, because I've used those other companies before, the ones that come in with those chemicals that get sprayed all over the place, and you end up smelling like a dry cleaner's office store there, instead of actually smelling clean in your house and feeling soft. I mean, that cleaning process, sure, maybe it gets some stains up, but it's crusty and chalky and pasty that's left over on your carpets. It's awful. Zero Res leaves no residue, of course. You're left without any of that stuff. It's a toxic-free, natural clean, and you're going to love the process and you're going to love the results. Zero Res always guarantees their work. Do what I did. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. They're going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or Barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the better news that you need to know, DC 295 lanes reopen southboundish past Benning Road down toward East Capitol Street. So at least a sigh of relief and nothing remains blocked. However, because of those crash 50 and the BW Parkway, you get hit pretty hard with the early delays. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, now seeing those backups near St. Barnabas Road. And then once you get onto 295 toward the Naval Research Lab, problems in Prince George's County on Brandywine Road. It is closed between Route 5, Branch Avenue, and 301 due to a gas line that was struck with construction crews there. Virginia, 66, heading east, pushing through Manassas and into Centerville. Slow. We had a crash as you were coming off 28 Centerville to merge on the 66 far right side, and then through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and briefly at the Beltway, hitting those brakes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march, and clouds will continue to gather over the next couple of days and eventually get a little bit of rain in here. A few clouds around this morning, a few with sunshine this afternoon. 92 scattered storms by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees at 647.
Right, so how bright is your dog? Because there's a new study that says actually they understand a lot about what you say. Not only just the way you say it, but they actually understand the words. They react to the brain scan, show their word. Their brains react to certain words that they know. I don't know what that is.
That's Hillary Clinton.
Oh, that's Hillary Clinton.
You know?
Tom and Cheverly, you're on with Brian and Larry. How smart is your dog? Do you believe this study?
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys. You know, listen to you every day. Yes, I do. It says my partner and I, Little Merchant, did rescues for 27 years. Right now, I've got two St. Bernards, a Peekaboo, Shih Tzu, Offen Pinscher, and miniature Schnauzer, and a cat. And the thing is, I'll just give you one example. The Offen Pinscher, Connie Rebecca. My partner committed suicide 2 years ago after we were together 28 years. Well, the thing is, there are only two toys that this little Connie Rebecca plays with. They're little rope toys. I got one here in the house here in Maryland, one in Delaware. And it's the only toy that Brian ever played with her with. And it's, I mean, all I have to do is say, where's your toy? Where's your toy? no matter where it is, she'll get it, she'll bring it to me and stuff on that point. She knows exactly what I'm saying. She knows exactly that it's the only ones that my partner ever played with her.
Wow.
I mean, I can give her other stuff. She will not go for it. I mean, I'll throw it to her to play it, and I get one of these looks like, what the heck are you doing?
What are you doing that for? Yeah, I don't play with that toy.
That's
yeah,
very, mean, that's a very that, sweet story.
Yeah, thank you for that, Tom.
But Tom, let me just ask you, and just try this as an experiment, and you can reach out on Twitter or Facebook and let us know how it worked. Right now, you just say, where's your toy? Where's your toy? And then he gets it, right? What if you were to say, pairs alloy, pairs alloy? Will the dog still go and get the toy?
No.
Are you sure?
She may, yes, because I've done it.
All right. All right, Tom, I believe you.
She knows the word toy. She knows what it is. She knows where the stuff, you know, where it has to be.
All right.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll give you another
call. We don't have time. We want to get to some others,
some other calls,
Tom.
But
that is a really sweet story.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Terry, you're listening on WMAL.com from Tennessee. Hello, Terry. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. What do you think?
I absolutely believe the study. Not only do they understand, they also, some dogs could reason. Case in point, my Doberman, Brooke, wanted my seat on the couch. So she kept bugging me, making me think she needed to go outside to relieve herself. I get up to let her out, and I look, and it's like the door's open, and there she is, sitting on my seat.
So your Doberman outsmarted you, Terry.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. That, wow. See, now that dog deserves two Hillary barks.
There you go. Well, listen, thank you so much for the calls. You know, I noted there were no beagle owners who called.
Nah. By the way, speaking of presidential names for dogs, I gave you all of George Washington's, including the disturbing Sweet Lips.
Yeah.
Right after George Washington, John Adams occupied the White House.
Yeah.
Actually, technically, George Washington never occupied the White House, but you understand. President John Adams' dog named Satan.
Oh, man. I wouldn't want to have a dog named
Satan.
What's
the best with that dog?
It's 6:50.
One night, nine locations. It's going to be fun and lots of great information. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If you're wondering how to handle your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my best-selling book. You'll discover the investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of my book, Rescue Your Money. This is your only chance to see this seminar this year. One night, nine locations. Tuesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Come see it in Bethesda, Gaithersburg, and Silver Spring. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Leesburg, Springfield, and Tyson's Corner. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I have a question for you. When it comes time, will you have enough money to retire? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, professional real estate investor and trainer. And if the answer to that is no, I can show you how to change that. Call now and get a free copy of my new DVD, Fortunes and Flipping, and learn about opportunities to wholesale and flip properties, whether you have good or bad credit or little to no money. I'll also show you how to outinvest inflation and take control of your financial future with my three-step system to find, fund, and flip that teaches you how to get in, get out, and get paid. I'll even show you how to get your retirement money invested in real estate and out of that risky stock market.
Call 1-800-614-9656 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping DVD. Call 800-614-9656 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-9656. That's 800-614-9656. Call now.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hope. TMS. GreenbrookTMSNeuroHealthCenters.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hillary just keeps on barking. Hey, it's 6:53. Time for the business report. CNBC News Desk. It's none other than Morgan Brennan. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning. Well, it's the final day of trading day of August, and right now, stock futures point to a lower open. That may change after ADP issues its report on hiring for August, which is expected to be strong. Google is taking on Uber with a new ride-sharing service that uses its Waze navigation system to connect commuters to a carpool they can all use. For now, that service will only be available in San Francisco. That's near Google's headquarters. In about 3 hours, JetBlue Flight 327 leaves Fort Lauderdale to Cuba. That is the first official flight from the U.S. to Cuba in 50 years. Papa John's is launching an ordering app on Apple TV that lets customers order dinner without ever leaving their sofa. Customers who use the app will get 25% off their order. And if you like your beer with a kick, a new law goes into effect in Ohio today that lets craft beer makers put as much alcohol in their beer as they want instead of limiting that content to 12%. I'm Morgan Brennan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We officially endorse that beer story, by the way. that they are now the official beer of Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
Because 12% alcohol is just not enough your beer.
Exactly. Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. When you're going to buy a newer pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, you know, that whole, oh, geez, what if I got problems with this car? What if the whole bunch of hassle, I don't want to keep dealing with it, it's going to cost me money? No. Ted Britt takes care of all that. They got a great program, Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you have confidence in the vehicle, and you can also have confidence in a great deal because Ted Britt has the Labor Day blowout sale going on right now. You're going to be thrilled with the deals. Ted Britt has over 1,200 vehicles in stock. You're going to see prices 500 to 2,000 below competition on their wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. They've also got two Harley-Davidson locations, tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. Why don't you schedule your next service with Ted Britt? You can see what kind of service you're going to get from them once you have your brand new Ted Britt car. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, not so bad when you're saying I'm stopped in this traffic. Pretty normal here trying to push through Manassas into Centerville. Had an accident briefly, was along the right side. He's come up to 29th Centerville. That's been cleared. Now, traffic is starting to flow again. Virginia 95 southbound. Southbound all traffic had been detoured for a while at 17 Falmouth due to crash cleanup, but now you can get through. That's in the southbound direction. Northbound had been open. Beyond northbound heavy in Stafford, Aquia, Dale City, and in through to Woodbridge. DC 295 south, the crash near East Capitol Street gone. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still another hot one today. Temperature staying well above normal. The normal's in the middle 80s. Partial clouds around this morning. Partial clouds this afternoon. 92 could have some thunderstorms by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
73 degrees right now at 6:56.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit StrokeAssociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Small action with a big impact.
Ernie Thompson's is a veteran in his late 90s. He served in the United States Navy, first aboard the USS Tennessee, then during World War II on the USS Missouri. Back in 2000, Ernie and his grandson visited the same ship he served on nearly 60 years prior, the USS Missouri. Ernie loved the floating museum. Years ago, Ernie volunteered to help the USS Iowa Museum crew in Los Angeles. Ernie would join other vets on the ship to meet the public and tell stories. Due to health reasons, Ernie wasn't able to make that trip recently. That's when the museum decided to come to him. They surprised Ernie at his home. They sang Anchors Away right there in the street. Ernie stood up, trembling hands and all. He said it was one of the best days of his life. Ernie gave so much to his country. Great to see the next generation recognizing his incredible sacrifice. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, this is a big primary day yesterday in Florida, Arizona. How did some of the big players, you know, big names in politics fare? We'll tell you.
Do we need a new Bay Bridge? We'll talk about it. Katie McFarland, Fox News National Security Analyst, will join us. And why do all the songs from the millennial generation sound the same? We'll explain why.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.